Thank you for calling Melanie's Hometown Pharmacy. If you are calling to request a refill and know your prescription number, press 1. Doctors calling to authorize a prescription, press 2. To leave a message for the pharmacy staff, press 3. For our hours and location, press 4. To speak to a member of the pharmacy staff, press 5. If you are calling for hospice, press 6. If you are calling for the specialty program, press 7.
Melanie, Hometown Pharmacy.
Hey, can I speak to Ashlyn?
Hold on just a minute, please. Hello, this is Ashlyn.
Hey, Ashley, this is Roger calling you from Prime Design Innovators, working on your website project. Is it a good time to discuss the project with you?
Yeah, you're fine.
All right, good. I remember you shared a couple of products with John. We have updated them, and it's on the same link. So just wanted to know, what is your feedback? Did you like the way that we have updated them? And what about the rest of the products that you were supposed to share with us?
Okay. Have you sent a new link for that? Because I haven't received one since the last time I spoke to him, probably like a week and a half ago.
Let me send it right now. Do you have the access to email right now?
Yes, I can look it up.
All right. The email that I have is for Melanie, melancoboutique.com, something like that.
Yes. Yep.
You're using the same email?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Bear with me a moment. I'm just drafting the link. Yeah. All right. So just update your send receive. The subject to this email is updated link. All right. All right. I would like to discuss the functional requirement as well, because I see a lot of room for improvement in this project. So first of all, I would like to know a couple of things that you guys have planned out, and there are a couple of suggestions for you. By the way, who's going to be updating the inventory on the website?
It'll be me.
You, all right. So do you have any experience using a WordPress website?
Well, I kind of did our other one, but other than that, I'm no pro at it or anything. Our other one had a app that we could use. Do y'all have an app?
No, that is the reason I want to have a discussion with you, because the package that you have purchased is basically a template-based WordPress website, and WordPress is something that I think that you cannot manage. Right, because you don't have experience using it, and if even you try, you will end up messing up the website, right? So rather than that, there are two options for you. Later down the road, once the website is ready, you can hire someone who can manage the website for you. You can go for a maintenance plan, maybe with us or with any other developer out there, or you can change the platform off the website, all right, where we can provide you a custom inventory management system, like the way you think that would be easy for you to manage, having all the options and features at the backdrop. But before we do that or discuss the back end, first of all, I would like to know what are your, feedbacks and thoughts on the changes in the product that we have updated, because with that link, we have a couple of more suggestions. So let me know once you got the link, once you are on the link.
Okay, hold on just a second. This computer's being slow.
It's all right. No need to worry. Take it
down. This computer's, hold on a second. Okay, sorry, I had to change computers. Okay, so first thing, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, the first thing that I see that needs to be done is under the, if you're scrolling down where it says Simply Southern and then it has like, it starts with four different bags, everything under the Simply Southern thing says Simple Southern and it needs to say Simply Southern.
Can you repeat that?
All of the tabs say Simple Southern and it needs to say Simply Southern.
All right.
Also, whenever I sent all of these pictures via Google Docs, in the description, I put the description with the prices, and none of that is on here. It just has everything as $9.99.
All right, so you have shared the pricing as well with the pictures.
Yes, and the names and descriptions of everything with the picture. And then...
Hold on for a second. Let me quickly check that. Simply Southern uploaded on the mentioned categories. All right. Then let me take a look. All right. I'll take care of it. Like, a complete information is supposed to be updated in terms of description. Actually, I'm making notes, right? So,
yeah.
That's it.
Okay. And then if you keep scrolling down where it says Zenana-Umji, Zenana spelled wrong. It's Z-E-N-A-N-A.
On the homepage?
Yes.
All right. Do you want me to go into that category?
I'm just scrolling. I'm just scrolling down on the homepage, and it's spelled wrong.
All right. There is a section for this. I don't know. Simply Southern.
And under every picture, it's spelled wrong.
The pricing, talking about the pricing details.
The pricing's wrong and the spelling is wrong. Zenana is Z-E-N-A-N-A.
Oh, I got it. It's Z-A. I got it. Spell it.
And then if you scroll down a little bit more, it says Jody Blue, not Judy Blue.
I got it. All right.
Okay, and then at the very bottom where it has our address, that's not correct.
All right. Did you provide the correct address?
I have provided all of this information in an email already.
Perfect. I'll go through it, and I'll make sure that this time we do not miss out anything. All right. And... anything else?
Okay, at the top of the page where it has all of the tabs, Zenana and Umji need to be capitalized like the rest of them.
I got it. I'll do that.
Okay, and then under the, like, everything that has clothes, like, that is a type of clothing, also in the Google Drive, I provided the sizing, and it's not in here. And also, like, Simply Southern, for example, if you go into that page, like, some of the pictures that I sent, it was, like, a front and back picture of the same item. And
so they did updated them separately. I got it.
Yes, they they put it in completely separate.
I got it. See, you know, actually the problem is you were supposed to be provided with a CSV file. That's our mistake. As per the standard process and operating procedure, we provide you with a CSV file that is supposed to be filled by the client by providing the information to the product. And let's say if you have a product named Simply Southern, so you will update the pictures in that document with the same name so that when we update it, we have it all in one particular product with all the description and all those details. But don't worry, I'll go through what you have provided, and I'll make sure that I'll take care of you, okay?
Okay, well, whenever I was speaking with the other guy, I don't remember his name, I asked how he wanted me to send them, and he told me to send them via Google Drive, so.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like in every clothing category, it's like that. Like, some pictures don't have, like, front and backs of clothing items, but some of them do, and, like, you can tell, like, what goes with what.
All right. I can understand that because, you know, when you were trying to explain that to me, I already saw that, you know, front and back are updated separately. So I'll take care of it. Don't worry. I'll fix it for you. All right, what else?
And we are working on the like about us and all of that information. We're working on all of that. So whenever I get that completed, I will email it over.
Sure, we'll do that. What about the
yeah.
payment? How are you going to accept the payment?
I believe we're going to do just cards, Apple Pay.
Mm-hmm. You can do that. And let's say you can create a PayPal account. We can connect that PayPal account. Or you can create any merchant account, all right? And we can connect that merchant account with this website. So whenever there is a, you know, I would say order, you will get paid onto that account. And whenever you want, you can, you know, work on the payouts, get that transfer to your bank account, right? So
I'll ask the owner what all different platforms she wants to use.
All right. And how are you going to be taking care of the order fulfillment? Let's say if I place the order today. Do you have the products in your own inventory?
Yes.
All right. Who's going to ship it for you?
We have a UPS store in our building, so that's
how
we sent out.
Let's do this. If you have that already with you, just ask them to provide you with an API, all right? Can you note it now? API.
Yes.
It's basically application programming interface that is required to connect this, you know, shipping system with the website. So whenever there is an order allocated, it will get automatically to the you know, delivery guy, all right? And you're not supposed to do that manually. Along with that, you would be able to do inventory management systems, all right, the thing that I discussed with you. So, you know, for that, I think that the platform that I'm suggesting would be something that you guys need because let's say if you will stick to WordPress, then you will have to do everything manually. Right? Like how? For example, for instance, you know, if you want to update any pricing or anything, you will have to contact your, you know, developer. You will not be able to do it on WordPress, right? But let's say if you would be using a custom developer website, a different platform, you would be able to, you know, manage those changes by yourself and a automated solution will be provided. When we say automated solution, the order fulfillment is going to be taken care of by, you know, the shipping team. You will have the product in the inventory, and the complete inventory management system will be displayed in terms of stock. Let's say if you have 10 units left for a particular product, that will be updated onto the website, telling the visitors only 10 items are available in the stock, right? So as soon as, you know, they are occupied or they got allocated into any of the order, and if there's another visitor trying to purchase that, the system will update them that this is out of stock for now, right? And it will be back in inventory later down the road. Something like that, a message would be sent to the visitors. There is a lot of features, you know, that I think that should be added, but I would say that it's better that you have your owner with you, right? And we do a Zoom meeting, all right? And the things that I'm explaining you, I'll show you. You know, I would say I would demonstrate those things in front of you. right? And then you can decide, you know, which could be the best platform for you guys to be used in a platform in the longer run, right?
Okay. Can you send that in an email, and we both have access to that email, and then we can go from there?
Are you guys ready now?
No, I'm just saying to set one up so she can.
I cannot provide you the back end of the website, all right? What I'm going to be showing you is like the live website that we created, right? It's
yeah,
for our
I understand
client.
That. Can you just send an email, hey, you want to set up a Zoom meeting, and she can look at that, and then I'll have her reply whenever she's available to set up the Zoom meeting for both of us to be there.
All right, let's do this. I'm going to shoot you an email. It's going to be the same email, correct?
Yes.
All right. I'll shoot in the next 5-10 minutes, and I'll wait for your response. All right?
Okay.
Thank you, Aston, for your time. And
bye-bye.
I'll take care of the changes that you have just discussed.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I'll work on these updates, and, you know, I'll make sure the correct pricing and the front end is ready at least, so that we can discuss about the back end, how you're going to, guys planning to manage things. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you, Ashlyn. Bye. Have a